Good evening. You're listening to the Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. You're never going to guess. What's going on, folks? The FBI has been caught red-handed. And tomorrow night, that's going to be the subject of our broadcast. Tonight, I've just got the preliminary reports all throughout the day. We're still checking on some facts. Tomorrow night, you'll get the full report. Seems that the FBI has been caught red-handed selling dope. I mean, like a couple of 100 pounds of dope. They sold it to a guy. Federal agents were caught red-handed, and witnesses saw them loading all this these drugs into the trunk of a car. And then they double-crossed the guy they sold it to and the guy that they loaded his car full of drugs. Seems they rigged his car so the engine would shut off at a certain place on the highway, and then they notified the highway patrol that the guy was carrying drugs. And this was all a frame-up. The guy was actually working for the FBI for a long time, smuggling drugs. And, you know, every once in a while, they have to catch somebody to make it look like they're really doing their job. Well, they double-crossed this guy, just like they've done with many people in the past, and rigged it so he would get caught. And he was caught, only he ratted on him to his lawyers. Well, this all happened a couple of years ago, and it's taken this long to unravel it, get all the witnesses, and prove that the FBI did that. And so that's going to be the subject of tomorrow night's broadcast. Make sure that you're listening, folks. You don't want to miss it. I told you these some scum-sucking, puke-faced, subversive, Nazi, jackbooted thugs were doing this kind of stuff, and you didn't believe it. Well, now they've been caught red-handed, and it's all going to come out in the wash. Of course, they'll try to cover it up, pretend like it didn't happen, but it's too late now. I mean, it's on the record. The judge is really pissed. The judge in this case is really pissed off. And now they're going to go back and look at all the other records of people who have been busted, you know, in this kind of a setup thing to make sure that they weren't framed also. And if they were, they're going to let them out of prison. This is great. I mean, it's not great that it happened. I don't like that it happened. I don't like these Nazi jackbooted thugs. I don't like what's happening to our government. I don't like the fact that our whole court system and the judicial system is corrupt to the core. I don't like that. But I do like the fact that they're getting caught. That I love. I wish it would happen more often. I wish people would understand what's really going on in this country. You know, I've got a whole stack of letters and stuff here to read tonight, folks, but I'm having a little problem with my eye. I got something in my eye, and it's causing me to have real blurred vision, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to get through it or not, but I'm going to try. So, if I get partway through this stuff and I'm not able to just make it the rest of the way, you'll know why. I'm having some eye problems here. So it's nothing serious. You know how when you get something in your eye, it waters and it hurts and it turns pink and you can't see? Well, that's what's happening. No big medical emergency or anything. Whatever was in there is out, but my eye is really irritated. It's watering like heck and trying to see. It's a little difficult right now, but, you know, I'm going to try to get through these letters. I'll probably be reading slow, but I think it's important that I do this. Also, I want to let you know, right after, right after this, well, I might as well tell you now. You know, I did the first video that we ever made with all of our new equipment, made it on the computer, in digital. It's film, It's actually video that I shot in Hawaii on my Hawaii tour in 1991. It is beautiful. And I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I'm going to tell you this. It's not for sale. It can't be duplicated. If you get a copy, you can't sell it. I don't own the copyright to this act, okay? I was allowed to videotape it, and I did about 4 hours of it. I edited it all down and put it together into about 58 minutes of what I consider to be pretty good stuff. I left out some of the best, and I put in, you know, some of the not so good stuff so that you'll get an overall view of what it's all about. And, you know, if you get caught duplicating it or selling it, you're going to get in big trouble. I had permission to videotape the whole thing as long as I didn't sell it and as long as I don't allow anyone else to sell it. That was in 1991. So this video is free. Anytime you make a purchase from us that totals $20 or more, you get this video for free. All you got to do is make a purchase of $20 or more, you get the video for free. And when you get it, I want to hear back from you about, you know, what you think of it. It's my first attempt at really, you know, making a professional edit job and putting together a real beautiful film on video. And I did it. So that's what that's all about. And it's beautiful. I guarantee you will love it. Without a doubt, there's no one who will not like it. If you don't like it, since I sent it to you free, just send it back to us. And, you know, sorry about that. But I don't believe there's anybody who's going to see this video who won't like it. It's beautiful. And it's fun. And it's entertaining as all get out. I mean, you will really love it. All you have to do is make a purchase from us totaling $20 or more. You get this video for free. It's not for sale. You can't sell it. And you can't duplicate it. If you get caught doing that by the people who really own the copyright on this stuff, I guarantee you they'll take you to court. I guarantee it. It's not a maybe. They will do it. So, you know, don't do it. And don't ever violate anybody's copyright anyway. That's really a bad thing to do. We've also got two other new videos in. We have obtained the film of Hemp for Victory. We obtained the film of Hemp for Victory from the government at a nominal fee. And we have put it on videotape. We put it on videotape. It's excellent quality. We put it through our little magic box here and made it look better than it ever did before. In fact, ours is probably the best copy that you'll ever get from any source. And so we have Hemp for Victory. And we also have a film that we purchased, and this cost us a lot of money. We purchased this film. It cost us a lot of money. It's an actual military autopsy performed by doctors. Now, the reason we got this film is not because we're bloodthirsty or we're ghouls or anything like that. We didn't get it because we enjoy watching people get cut up. We got this film because it's the very best education in human anatomy that you will ever see. It is a complete human autopsy. Now, let me warn you, this is not for the squeamish. If you get squeamish when somebody cuts their finger or at the sight of blood, or if you see somebody cut open real bad in an accident, you don't want to look at this video. You don't want to look at it. And it doesn't, you know, nothing is screened out here. So there are pictures of the genitals and the autopsy concerning genitals. It's all done by medical doctors. There is nothing wrong or perverted or anything about it. It is an actual medical autopsy. You do not want to let your children see this unless your children are old enough and you are sitting there with them to explain to them what they're seeing. Now, the reason we got this is, like I said, it's the very best education you'll ever get in actual, real human anatomy. You know, I studied textbooks and stuff for years to get ready for first aid, to be able to help people in case of medical emergency and what I know is a coming disaster looming somewhere in our future. And I was never able to really get the concept of where these organs are and what they really look like. And you can't do it from looking at pictures in medical books or anything else. The only way you can do it is really by seeing a body really being autopsied. Now, this is, like I said, it used to be a classified military film. We purchased the film. It cost us quite a bit of money. And we transferred the film to video. We put it through our little magic box, restored the color because it's old. It was an old film. Most of the color was washed out. We restored the color, and we brought Tim and Pauline up here because they're nurses and have worked in operating rooms, have really seen what the color of organs inside a human body look like during an autopsy and during actual operations. And we adjusted the color until they saw that it was right. And when it was right, that's the way we printed the video. So whatever you're going to see, if you ever have to in an emergency to save somebody's life, perform a minor or a major operation, I hope you never have to do that. And I'm telling you right now, you should never do it if there's any possible way that you can get the person to real competent medical personnel to do it. But we all know that in disasters, during wartime, and we know that there's a civil war looming in our future, you may not be able to get anybody to a doctor. And if you don't do what you need to do, they may die. Now, I'm telling you right now that you should never perform an operation unless you're trained and you know what you're doing. But we also know that we're going to be dealing with reality, and you're going to have to make some hard decisions at some time in the future. If you're hesitant, if you don't know what you're doing, if you don't know what the anatomy of the human body really is, you may cause somebody to die, either by not being able to do something or because you did it wrong. Okay? Now, this does not teach you how to perform an operation. But I'll tell you one thing. You'll feel a lot better no matter what you have to do with a human body after you've watched this film and studied it and seen it over and over and over again than you ever will by trying to learn something from a medical textbook. Now, there's been instances all throughout history of the human race and even in modern times where people who have found themselves isolated from medical care have had to perform, and sometimes even on themselves, appendicitis operations, amputations of arms and legs, all kinds of things like this. Now, you maybe find somebody who's wounded, and you don't know where that wound is going or what it's sticking into or something. After you've seen this film, you'll know better about the location of the wound, probably which organs it has affected. Whether or not you have to do anything with those organs is not the question. It is, how serious is the wound? That's what you need to know before you can do anything else. So if you're involved with a militia organization or any kind of an emergency team as a medical personnel, if you are an EMT, if you are a nurse's aide or a nurse, or if you are studying to become a doctor or have dreams of becoming a doctor, if you ever think that you're going to have to cut into a human person for any reason whatsoever at some time in the future, you need to get this film. It's the autopsy film. It's a complete human autopsy from beginning to end, and nothing is left out, nothing whatsoever. And it is the most educational thing that I've ever seen as far as actual human anatomy is concerned. It's the only thing that's really ever taught me anything about human anatomy except the names of the organs and exactly where these organs are. So we purchased it. We got it. Either one of these you can have for $15 postpaid. Hemp for Victory or the autopsy video. $15 postpaid. We recommend the autopsy video for anybody who's engaged in the medical profession or who wants to be in the medical profession, or who is an EMT, or any of those things. Or if you think at some future date you may have to actually help somebody who's been seriously injured, and you really need to know human anatomy. There's nothing better that I've ever seen in my entire life than what you're going to see on this videotape. Remember, these are actual dead human people. Understand that. Understand that all of their internal organs are being removed, including the brain, including the spinal cord, everything. There are portions dealing with the sexual organs. So if you're squeamish, If you're if you don't deal with those kinds of things too well, you do not want to order this. If you do order this tape, ladies and gentlemen, you do not ever want to let your children view this tape unless they're old enough and only with adult supervision. Okay? So I'm going to play some music here, come back, and we're going to read some letters. Remember, they're $15 postpaid. $15 postpaid, either one of them. Anytime you order anything from us that totals $20 or more, you also get the free video. The free video that I was talking about at first. Hemp for Victory is $15 postpaid. The autopsy film is $15 postpaid. You can order from the hour of the time. Now remember, we only take cash or blank money orders. Every once in a while, somebody will fill out a money order to the hour of the time, or to Bill Cooper, or to Harvest Trust, or something. They're always sent back. We do not accept checks. Blank money orders are cash only. That's it. Oh, and gold or silver coin. We do accept gold or silver coin. So, you can send your order, if you wish to order, to the hour of the time, in care of 101.1 FM. That's 101.1 FM. P.O. Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940. Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. That's the hour of the time. You can abbreviate that H-O-T-T, H-O-T-T, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940. That's P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, Arizona, 85925. One more time, because I'm not going to repeat it during this broadcast. The hour of the time, you can abbreviate that H-O-T-T, all capital letters, in care of 101.1 FM, P.O. Box 940, Eager, Arizona, 85925. That was a great performer. You know who it was, folks. Dear Mr. Cooper, please consider more direct, freestyle telephone conversations between you and your listeners on the hour of the time. In those moments, you are at your finest. Best wishes to you in the time we have left. Sincerely, F. Well, I do it whenever it's applicable. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. You just have to be listening. Mr. Cooper, it is my understanding that 8 pages of Project Megiddo are missing from the report. Listen to this very carefully because it's a lie. And he's just quoting somebody he heard on another one of these bullshit talk shows. It is my understanding that 8 pages of Project Megiddo are missing from the report. These 8 pages contain a list of organizations and individuals which ADL lists as potential sources of terrorist acts. David Bresnahan was interviewed by Don Wiedemann on American Freedom Network of Johnstown, Colorado. This was on their program at 5 p.m. Phoenix time, 12:10:99. They also discussed the holding of those on the list of stopped for any reason by police and given a choice of either staying in prison or taking the chip. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Don't listen to these creepos who get on the radio and tell you lies and can't document a thing they say. If there's 8 pages missing, folks, I guarantee you Mr. Bresnahan doesn't have any one of them. Isn't it amazing how they just get on and just tell these bold-faced lies? I just don't know how they can look themselves in the mirror. Dear Mr. Cooper, oh boy, this page is really blurry. Hold on, let me try and get my eyes. If I shut my right eye, it works. Dear Mr. Cooper, let me start by saying how sorry we are for your present circumstance. Our prayers are for you and your family. Without your selfless sacrifice, we would be in the darkness of ignorance. Secondly, we would like to purchase any and all information you have on trusts, including any taped broadcasts. We would also like a copy of your book, Behold a Pale Horse, and also the treason papers. If any of these are unavailable, we understand. The remainder is for you to use wherever looks like the need is. Thank you for your consideration and time. May God abundantly strengthen you, Mr. and Mrs. T.M. P.S. We do not have any ordering information, therefore cannot supply item numbers. Our address is blankety blankety blank. Well, thank you, folks, for your order and for your donation. We're going to send you a lot more than what you ordered, and I'm going to make sure that personally it's done. So if you're listening, I think you're going to have a nice Christmas present like you gave us. And we thank you very much. We appreciate your contribution and your order. Dear Bill, I continue to uphold you. Wait a minute. I'm going to start over here. Dear Bill, I continue to uphold you up before the Lord Jesus in prayer, along with your family. Hope you have a better new year. I do so appreciate your stand for freedom in this ever-increasing socialist world. Use this gift in any way that you desire. May his gift of love be your gift at Christmas, signed Jay. Thank you, Jay, very, very much. We appreciate donations from anybody, and we thank you for yours. Whoops. Now, this is a very special letter I want to read here because it's a dear friend of mine and Annie's. And this person, we'll call him Roger, sent a very substantial donation. In fact, bailed us out for Christmas. We had a little problem here with checks that we couldn't cash. And we were faced with absolutely no money, probably through the rest of December and January, until we received this donation from Roger. So, Roger, if you're listening, you and your wife, we thank you so very, very much. I'm sorry that Annie will not get to read this letter. Any communication between us would compromise the safety of my wife and my children, and therefore there is no communication. You have to understand that if you ever go into hiding, or if you ever have to go to a place that's safe from discovery, you can never, ever contact or allow anyone that you ever knew to contact you. You can never contact loved ones. You can never contact friends. You can't contact your old workplace. You can't do any of that stuff. The government is expert at waiting for that to happen. Dear Bill, I do not write very often, for I know that you are weighed down with piles of letters and information from just about everywhere. I realize that going through all that stuff is very time-consuming, and you have much, so much to do. With the charges that have been brought against you, planning defense strategies, the loss of most of your website, and on and on and on. Well, you know what I mean. I don't want to be one of those who would waste your time just to say hi, but this time I must write you, Bill. I do not have as much contact with you as when you were on WWCR. My days at work are long, and I don't get home until after 9 p.m. My contact and updates are mostly through the hour of the time tapes that I purchase from you. As you know, I usually buy in large quantities. However, I can only hear a few each week, so you can see that I run a little, sometimes a lot behind time-wise. I love your tapes. Make copies and hand them out to people, but that's another story. Why I am writing is because on one of your tapes, I don't remember which one, you had made an earlier appeal for contributions so that you would be able to buy a much-needed piece of equipment for your upcoming television broadcasts. To your dismay, very little, almost none, came in. Hard to believe, Bill, with as many listeners as you have, but you have stated in the past that conservatives in general do not support their causes. Bill, I want to help. I have always wanted to help. From the very first time I read your book, heard you speak in the Los Angeles area, and heard the hour of the time, I have done what I could, which may not have been much. But, Bill, I do not have much. I am just like those millions of Americans that you talk about who are living right on the edge. Just a little bad luck and, well, I don't know what I would do. But that's my problem. Now back to your problem, lack of funds. This is not the $5,000, nor is it $6,000 that you need, but I hope it will help. Bill, you are as close to truth as anyone I have ever heard. Yes, you are a messenger, and the message must be heard throughout the land. If cable is the best way to go, then I want to be a part of it. The people must be told the truth, and I think that you will be able to reach more by cable than shortwave, at least in this country. My only request, Bill, and this is aside from everything else, is please make copies of the cable programs available at any affordable price, and Bill, please, please release some of your early Becker satellite broadcasts, the very first program you ever aired on radio, the first time you spoke on the New World Order, your legendary Atlanta lecture, etc., etc., etc. Bill, these may be old, but I know they still have relevance. Relevance is what he meant to say. God bless you and Annie forever. Roger. P.S. If you are already broadcasting on cable, use the money for airtime or wherever you need it most. Well, we are just beginning to make the tapes for cable, and they will be available at a very reasonable cost. Believe me, they'll be available at our cost to those who will make sure that they are shown on cable. And it'll be one person in each area for each cable system. If you want to be one of those people, please write me a letter. Let me know and go down and get a letter from your local or something from your local cable people stating that you will be able to air it on their system. That's very important. And each time that you do air one of our tapes, if you'll just get a note from whoever runs the studio there that you actually did show it on such and such a date, such and such a time, then that opens the door for you to buy the next one. And I think right now what we're looking at is about $6 per tape, and that's postpaid. So if you want to be part of that, I need a letter from you right now or sometime in the near future stating that that's what you want to do. this is an update, folks, on a broadcast that we did some time ago. Remember the guy that the Army said committed suicide by stabbing himself 26 times? Well, here's an update on that story. The wife of a New York National Guardsman found dead at Fort Knox last year said yesterday that she's giving up her battle with the Army, which concluded that Captain Gordon Hess committed suicide by stabbing himself 26 times. Doreen Hess, who believes her husband was murdered, said that after 15 months of fighting, she needs to return to what she and her husband lived for, their three children. Earlier this month, the Army ruled that Gordon Hess, 38, of Jamestown, New York, committed suicide in March 1998 with a knife he had bought at Fort Knox while training there. The investigation report, 1,538 pages long, was released this week. Unfortunately, folks, I've seen the report. There's nothing in it. To call this an open investigation was a farce, Doreen Hess said at a news conference in her hometown. The military really had to reach to draw their conclusions, and reach they did. After enlisting experts of her own to refute the Army's findings, Hess said that she had won her battle in the court of public opinion. Oh, boy, it's hard to read. Oh, boy, it's hard to read with my eyes. I gotta tell you, it's like reading when you're cross-eyed, you know? The investigation report, obtained by the Courier Journal through the Freedom of Information Act, indicated the blade on the multipurpose knife was roughly 2.5 inches long. It was found near Gordon Hess's body with the blade extended, dirty, and covered with blood. Hess bought the knife, which also included a can and bottle opener, needle nose pliers, and other tools, at 6 p.m. March 2, 1998. Hess was last seen alive at 4:45 a.m. March 3rd when he left his barracks wearing a physical training uniform. He was reported missing later that day. His body was found March 4th, face down in a creek bed about a half mile from his barracks. The plastic container in which the knife had been packaged was discovered in a trash bin. It had 10 fingerprints on it, including one, only one, made by Hess, the report stated. Identifiable latent prints, however, were not present or developed on the knife itself, the report stated. Oh, they're tricky, I gotta tell you. The report of the investigation, which took nearly 13 months, said there were 20 puncture wounds in Hess's chest and 6 in his neck. You think you could do that, folks? Stab yourself 26 times, 20 in the chest and 6 in your neck with a 2.5-inch knife? To commit suicide? I don't think so. Investigators found $81 in cash in Hess's wallet, which negated robbery as a motive, the report stated. The investigation does not mention a motive for suicide. The report, however, quotes other guardsmen who said that Hess was under tremendous stress because during a computer, remember this is a computer-simulated battle, the company that he commanded killed its own men thinking they were the enemy. Hess blamed himself for failure of the exercise, one of the fellow guardsmen told investigators. The names of those questioned by Army investigators were deleted from the report the military released. How can you issue a report and delete the names of witnesses and cite their evidence as concluding evidence in the report? That's not the American way, folks. Hess's family hired 3 experts who reviewed the case and concluded that Hess was killed by someone other than himself. A forensic pathologist hired by the New York National Guard also said the death appeared to be a homicide. None of the experts had full access to findings of the investigation before drawing their conclusions. In a statement in March, near the first anniversary of Hess's death, the family said that to think that any man would kill himself because he failed what amounts to a Nintendo game is ludicrous. The family also asked people to close your eyes and picture stabbing yourself 26 times, especially 20 in the chest and 6 in the neck. I don't think so. I don't believe it, not for a minute. Well, whether you believe it or not, that's up to you. But I don't believe it, not for a minute. Well, folks, you know, I'm going to try to read the rest of this stuff tomorrow. So we're going to open the phones. 520-333-4578. I will do the phones for the rest of the broadcast. It's really making me dizzy trying to read with my eye all watery and stuff like that. It's like I'm trying to read cross-eyed, you know, I've never been cross-eyed, so I'm only imagining that that's what it would be like, but that's what it feels like it would be like to me. So So we're going to leave the rest of this stuff for tomorrow. I want to thank all of those of you who have ever donated anything to our cause at any time in all of these years. And I wish you all a very Merry Christmas. Phones are open, 520-333-4578. We're going to have some music. I'll be back to pick up the phone as soon as it starts ringing. Well, folks, the phone's not ringing. For those of you concerned about Tim, Tim should be back home on Wednesday. I don't know how he is. I'll find out on Wednesday when he gets home. And that's all I can tell you. But as soon as I find out, I will let you know. The number is 520-333-4578. The checks that I was talking about earlier that were backing up were checks from my publisher for the license to print my book. And we were cashing them at Frontier State Bank until they refused to cash them, and then we attempted to open an account and found out that they wanted our EIN listed as a taxpayer ID number, and so we couldn't open an account there. And it took us about 2.5 to 3 months to find a bank that where we could send our checks. So we found one. They've been sent off, but it's going to take probably 2 more weeks before we can, you know, touch that money. Maybe 3. That's what they told us. So, Roger, you really helped out. I got to tell you that. And you also gave us enough money so that we can now refund Judas Glenn Jacobs' $100 contribution to the TV project. We cannot take money from tainted people. And we do have 2 amplifiers now. We're going to be testing the television station this weekend, again, to see if we've increased our range any. And if we have, then we'll begin regular broadcasting. The transmitter works beautifully. We just need an amplifier because it's only going, I guess maybe a half to three quarters of a mile in one direction only. We need to mount the antenna up where it belongs also. The number is 520-333-4578. This is really weird because very seldom that we don't get any calls at all. And I've checked the phone. The phone is working. 520-333-4578 is the number. I guess I could call the radio station and make sure we're going out. I don't know if we're going out or not. Oh, here's a call. Let's try this and see what happens. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yes, Mr. Cooper. Chris from Kalamazoo.
Hi, Chris. Kalamazoo. I thought that was just in a song.
No. Actually.
Is it Michigan?
Deep hometown.
Michigan?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I read the Kalamazoo Gazette comic section, and there's a comic called The Boondocks. It's by Aaron Magruder.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet, but I knew about it last week. I was going to tell everybody to be ready for it. It was going to appear in the Sunday edition of papers all across the United States, and I knew about it beforehand, but I didn't want to say that just in case it got pulled.
Nope, it was. It surprised me.
Okay, go ahead and tell us what it was, because I haven't seen it yet.
He talks about, the first panel talks about a girl saying she went and saw Santa. The main character in this comic strip says, well, did you do what I asked? Did you mention Majestic 12 and the Illuminati? Did they get all nervous and funny? She said no, she was going to do that, but... And then says something about old St. Nick being at the heart of a global conspiracy to enslave the masses in the New World Order. Did he get nervous? No, forgot to do that. And then he talks about unseen powers. We accept the impossible without asking questions. Mindless lambs ready to be led to the slaughter. Do you ever wonder how Santa makes it around the world? Alien technology, back engineered by the Air Force. And then his last one, the last panel is what got my attention after reading your book. Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars, Jasmine. Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars.
It's actually Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, but that's, you know, that's the way you had to do it because
right.
I copyrighted it.
So I didn't know, it was quite interesting. I don't know if he's making a spoof, making a, you know, what his intentions were, but it got my attention.
It doesn't matter. Let me tell you about publicity. Any publicity is better than none. It will make some people who never would have known about it or seen it ask a few questions. What's he talking about? Where is this? Oh, well, you got to go to this place on the Internet. You can find out all about it. Otherwise, they never would have known. And, oh, by the way, we're putting the website back up as good as we can. I mean, there's still, you know, we lost a lot of it, and we're working on it. And if you go to williamcooper.net, you'll see that it's coming back together, and you've got a lot of stuff to be reading and looking at on there right now.
Oh, great. One last question.
Also,
yes.
This broadcast is on the Internet live right now as I am speaking.
Oh, okay.
And
I'll let my friends know. I don't have the Internet myself, but I keep drawing their attention to you and the website and shortwave.
Well, just go to our website, williamcooper.net. Go to the Hour of the Time link, and then click on the live Internet broadcast link on the Hour of the Time link. And it'll take you to the page that'll tell you exactly how you can listen to it live on the Internet every night that we're broadcasting. And WBCQ anytime you want to.
Okay. Bill, I've got one last question.
Sure.
How can I find out if you have somebody lined up in the Kalamazoo area for...
We don't. I can tell you right now, we don't.
You do not?
We do not.
Okay. I will... sent a letter some time ago. I need to check that out, and I will do that quickly since you're coming up to speed.
Yeah, I'll do it again because anything you sent a long time ago was premature.
Okay.
Way premature.
All right, sir.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. Yep, we're live on the Internet right now. People are listening to this broadcast live on the Internet. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Cooper. How are you this evening?
Fine.
Just want to let you know I'm listening here in southern Ohio, southeast Ohio.
Great.
Enjoy your show. And personal view on the boy going back to Cuba.
Uh-huh.
My feelings that he should go back home to his dad where he belongs.
That's right.
And we have
children should be with their parents. If one parent is dead, they should be with the other parent.
That's correct. That's the way I feel. Everybody.
And children don't belong in the middle of politics between countries or political parties or philosophies or anything else. They're screwing with this child for political reasons. And that sucks.
Yeah.
Big time.
The boy caught in the middle.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. And thanks for bringing that up because, I wanted to say that and every night I've been forgot about it. 520-333-4578. Don't mess with children's minds. Don't get between a child and their parents. That's a really bad thing to do. 520-333-4578. I don't care what you think about Cuba. You know what I think about socialism and communism. But I think it's more important that the child is with his natural parent than anything else that there is in the world. Now, if there's some doubt that it's really his parent, then that needs to be resolved. But it can be resolved really easily. That's not difficult to do. And you got to understand their side of the problem. The United States government is asking the father to come over here and prove he's the father. Well, you also have to understand that old Fidel is not going to let the father leave because if the father gets here, he may not want to go back. So what are you going to do? Punish the father and the child for all this political bullshit? No, stop it. There's other ways to find out if the father is legitimate. And I tell you, right now, the CIA can do it with a couple of phone calls. 520-333-4578. That's their job. Good evening. You're on the air.
Good evening, Mr. Cooper. A week or two ago, you read a news report on how violent crime is up, and there was another news report saying violent crime is down.
Down, yeah.
It's hard to believe that violent crime is down. And
it's not down. Not in your wildest imagination is it down. That's the Clinton administration's propaganda bullshit to try to get Al Gore elected for president, and before it was used to keep Clinton in president and keep his polls up. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Well, I believe that they also want to make us think that everything is all right, that we don't need our weapons, and it's kind of a brainwashing deal that it's making everybody think that everything's all right.
Well, I think you're right about that, too.
And I was watching the news this morning. They had a news report on those Columbine school
shootings.
And they had a report on...
About the security videos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it also talked about the way the students thought and what they had wrote. And it kind of made you feel like they were trying to bring up the subject of hate speech and hate thought.
Yeah, well, that's nothing more than thought control. Putting the word hate in front of something is thought control. It's wrong in this country. Thoughts and speech are not crimes. Never have been crimes. We cannot allow them to be crimes. In fact, you go to our website, click on the Enter the Website link, and then click on We Believe, and you'll read what I've got to say about that. Have you got a computer?
No, I sure don't.
Well, find a friend that's got one. Everybody out there, if you don't have a computer, find a friend who's got one. If you're not visiting our website, you're missing an entire world of information. In fact, you could spend weeks on our website and never see or read everything. Literally.
I'll take your advice.
Okay.
Thank you and God bless.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. And don't be afraid of computers, folks. Nowadays, they're so easy to operate, you don't have to, you really don't have to know much about computers at all. It's simple. It is so simple, it would amaze you. And if you've got a friend that has knows about computers, he can teach you how to operate your new computer. And they're so dirt cheap now. And you've just got to be on the Internet. You've got to be. You are missing out if you're not on the Internet, I'm telling you right now. You're also missing out on a lot of bullshit, lies, disinformation, and crap on the Internet, too. And you've got to, when you get on there, you've got to learn how to sift through all that stuff. Because you have never had so much information available to you in your entire life as you do right now on the Internet. All of you. And those of you who are not there, you're missing it. If you think the American if you think the American Patriot Facts Network is just the end-all for information, man, you can kick that thing right out your door. Get on the Internet. You will be amazed at how much information is at your fingertips. Literally. All over the world. Everything that you can dream of is there. Including lots of lies. Lots of bigotry. Lots of religious proselytization. Lots of intentional disinformation. Lots of fairy fantasy Art Bell woo-woo stuff. And, you know, the whole gamut. It's all there. There's an awful lot of truth there. And if you dig for it, you'll find it. And you'll find it quicker and in more abundance than you ever will without being there. And one of the key gateways to all that information, in fact, the number one gateway to all that information is our website at williamcooper.net. Williamcooper.net. Also, if you'd like to listen to this broadcast live without all the shortwave interference, you can do it on the Internet live every night if you've got a computer with a sound card and speakers. Okay? 520-333-4578. We've got some time for a few more calls. 520-333-4578. I'm taking your calls till the end of the hour. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Cooper.
Hello.
I'd just like to thank you for all of your insight and just all the facts you've put out there. Everything that I've been able to check out, you've been right on the money. I just want to thank you for that.
Well, thank you for checking it out. I just can't stand it when people listen to me and believe what I say without doing any research to find out if I'm right or wrong, because they're doing to me just what they do with everybody else. And that, you never know who's leading you down the wrong path until you actually check it out yourself. And that's the only way you'll ever find out.
Oh, yes. I have a great collection of books now. I love it.
Well, great.
And, I have a request. I don't know if someday you might continue your, you did a little study on like Matthew 24 and the word generation, and then the Oklahoma City bombing happened, and you didn't get to continue it.
No, we didn't get to continue it.
But, you know, just if ever you feel like it, I'm one that want to hear a little more.
Well, I can't rule it out, but
okay.
But I can't promise you that.
No,
either.
No, I understand that. No problem. And I don't know if you've ever talked about that Flight 990, but I just thought it was very strange of all the 33s and then the head of Horus there on the airplane.
Well, you have to understand, it's Egyptian Airlines.
Uh-huh.
All of that is their history.
Yeah. And that's where the Freemasonry came from, Egypt also.
No, Freemasonry came from more...
Even farther back.
Even farther back than that.
To Babylonian times.
You might even be able to take them back before the Babylonian times to the Assyrians and the Mesopotamians, and I think they originated when the first person learned how to make a fire and keep it going and use that to his advantage for all the ignorant humans who didn't know how to do it, and he probably had them go out and do his hunting for him and prepare his meals, and he probably had the best women out of the tribe, and they probably built his house for him and made his bed and all that kind of stuff just so he'd keep the fire going so they wouldn't freeze in winter.
Yeah.
I think that's where it all started. I think that whoever that first man was who did that, that was the first priest, first king, first Freemason.
Sure. First person who could use knowledge to control others, huh?
That's right. You got it. There's no secret behind the mysteries. All these people babbling for secrets and going through all these degrees and everything, hoping to get to the top and find some big, giant secret. The only secret they're ever going to find is the secret of how to hold out a secret as a carrot in order to control others. It's
yeah.
Amazing.
And then the knowledge is power.
You better believe it.
Ahead of that.
Yep.
Well, I want to thank you again, Mr. Cooper, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
You have a good evening.
Thank you very much for calling.
Take care. Bye.
Got time for one more call, folks. 520-333-4578. One more call, and then we got to shuffle off to Buffalo or wherever. 520-333-4578 is the number. Was the number last night? It'll be the number tomorrow night. Unless, you know, of course, lightning strikes the telephone lines and melts our phones or something. Got time for one more call. If you want to get a call in, get it in right now. Otherwise, we're going to wrap it up. And since there isn't a call, I think that's exactly what we're going to do. Good night, folks. Well, here is a call right now. Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Clarence from North Carolina.
Hi, Clarence.
Saw on national news last week that the insurance companies in Texas are trying to monitor people on their policies with the global positioning satellite, the pilot program, and they're trying to give you rates according to how much you drive and where you go.
Yeah, but provided you get those lower rates only if you agree to have this electronic device on your person or in your car so that they can track you wherever you go.
Right, yeah, it's a pilot program right now. The name of the company is Progressive, and then usually Progressive seems to mean socialist communist here lately.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're out of time.
All right, thank you.
Thanks a lot for that tidbit. And thanks for calling. Good night, folks. God bless each and every one of you. Merry Christmas. Good night, Pooh, Annie, and Allison. Merry Christmas. I love you. Hug your pillow, and I'm going to hug mine for you tonight. I love you very, very much. Thank you, Pauline, for taking time out from your busy schedule to do my grocery shopping today. I really, really appreciate it. I love you, and Tim, too.